You're listening to 3 Minute Stand-Up, where you start the day right. You know, when I was younger, my parents used to buy me all these physical toys. The toys that you could touch, put in your mouth, lose, some of them eat. But nowadays, kids have phones. And guess what? You want to know why parents are so into giving their kids phones? Because they don't have to clean up a mess. All they have to do is parental control that smartphone and that's it. Give your kid a smartphone. Who cares if he loses it? You'll just refinance your house and buy another one. There's no mess involved. Your mom's not gonna go tell you to pick up the Legos because you're not playing with Legos. You don't even know what a Lego is. But if your mom tells you stop looking at that screen, you understand that quickly. You've definitely never heard a parent say, "Johnny, pick up your smartphone." It never happens. It's never gonna happen. Because they're not waterproof. You can't even dump it in the water. I remember when I had a phone, that thing fell into the water. Forget it. Just flush it. Just finish the deal. Let it go. Now, if your smartphone falls into the toilet, well, you gotta pick it up somehow. I remember those funny moments when me and my friends just went to the pool and they forgot to take out their phone from their pockets and they just, bam, dove into the pool, lost their phone in a moment. Nowadays, you can shower with your phone. So that's why you can imagine why people are so paranoid. I mean, your phone has a camera. You have it on you while you're taking a shower. Next thing you know, you're in world star hip hop. And you don't even know it. The shower was literally the last place where you had privacy. You could sing out loud and nobody would care. You can do whatever you want in the shower, all by yourself. Not anymore. People in China are gonna make an album of every song that you sing in the shower, and they're gonna sell it and make money out of it. Because we all know that Justin Bieber got discovered off of YouTube, and so did Shawn Mendes. I think he started on Vine. But now people are gonna get discovered from a shower. That would be the dream life. I wish I could write that in my autobiography. Just, you know, my entire life changed. When I look back at that day when I was singing in the shower and, you know, some Chinese guy in a basement with his computer took my singing and made an album and now I'm on top of the Chinese charts. That's when it all changed. Right, thanks everybody, you've been great! Thank you for listening to 3 Minute Stand-Up. Stay funny.